KXJ listening.
4CPA mobile.
Airways. Fan 4 VWA.
Man, you must have been sitting on that mic.
Left Wilcox down here in Simpleville, and I'm headed back towards the house. What are you doing?
I'm headed to Fuddruckers to pick up some food.
Do we have it?
We're both having a big chunk of dead cow.
What about me? What am I having?
It warm for you at the store. You just have to get and pay for it, pick it up.
But I thought you were going to get me one, too.
Thinking again.
You get Jimmy straightened up?
Nice little, deal, and you can hook the glow plug. I mean, it was the same thing like you have. You know, you just put it on the glow plug and twist it. But then there was this box, and it would tell you different things, you know, about what was going on. So, it could tell you if the engine was flooded or the glow plug was bad or, you know, different stuff like that. So, anyway, it was kind of neat. But I told them, you know, that we had an interference issue that I was going to have to use, alligator clips to clip onto the glow plug.
About the way the glow plug comes off at an angle, and you couldn't get that starter on there?
Yeah, it's we got about a 3-inch clearance, and it comes off at an angle. So I said, when we stuck your igniter on there, it brought the pop around. I said, it had about a maybe, what, quarter of an inch or so clearance?
Much.
They wouldn't want to be the one that would have to take it off after the engine started. So, you know, anyway. So, and of course, that's another thing. It's got to run first. So, heck, who knows? I'll probably get lucky and the carburetor stopped up.
Carburetor freed up on it?
Even tried. I've had several irons in the fire. And I got put on the back burner for a day or two. I still need to... I just need to take the plane, I'm going to take the fuselage out to, that guy just cut me off. I can't believe that. He's from Georgia. God, people from Georgia don't know how to drive. Anyway, I'm going to take it down on a Hobby Connection and just, show them what I got so they can give me the right kind of igniter, and then I'll go from there. And I'll need something to pump the fuel into the tank. I can take the tank out and clean it, and it does need cleaning. But I can take it out. There's a top on it, it screws off, and I'll clean it all up and, go from there.
Fun to me. Well, when you take that thing over to Easley, make sure that you find out whether that one is glow fuel or if it's gasoline.
It would be important. I think I have pulled another. I'll be doggone. I'm such a dummy. I passed my destination again. Sitting here talking on the radio, drove right by it. I'm so good at that.
Turn, U-turn. Don't get caught doing the U-turn. All right, bud. Well, listen, you do your stuff there. And if you want to slip that carburetor off or just bring the whole thing back up to the house, we'll slip that carburetor off of there and, you know, see if we can get it soaking and get it degummed and get it going again. Okay?
I mean, yeah, I haven't even taken it apart. I may take it apart and just look at it. See what's going on.
All right. Well, sounds good to me. All right, Bubba. Well, I am headed towards the house, and I'll talk to you later. So, 73, KN4, BWA, I'll be clear after your final.
Well, boy, did I ever miss Buttruckers. How did I do that? I was about halfway to Greer. I can't believe it. Sometimes I amaze myself. All right, 73s. We'll talk to you later. KB4 CPA.
For DJC.
KB4 CPA. This is kind of a hello goodbye, but I just want to say, hey, I'm pulling in the garage.
Okay. Hey, well, happy new year to you. Let's hope 2021 is going to be a good one. I'm sitting here in Publix waiting for the XYL as usual. Thanks for the call.
KB4 CPA.
Okay, 73, N4IQ.